Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Strata Records was a jazz and funk label that operated in Detroit in the late 60s and early 70s. During that brief run, Strata released just six records, though they recorded about 30 more that never came out. The Beatles' John Lennon even played a role in the saga of this little regional label, which also operated a gallery. But with such a small catalog, Strata could have been forgotten. Enter the record collector Amir Abdullah. He's reissuing the Strata catalog on his own label called 180 Proof Records, starting with this never-before-issued album from Kenny Cox called Clap Clap the Joyful Noise. Amir, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thank you for having me.
So Strata Records, late 60s, early 70s, they only come out with six records, although they recorded others. Why is it worth revisiting their work?
Well, for me, as a music lover, a record collector, a music historian, I really feel that their story is valuable for today. You know, not just because of the great music that was heard by few or some of the music that wasn't heard, but also because of the things they did in the community. Like, for instance, you know, organizing, you know, food drives, you know, education for some of the youth at that time. You know, they were...
When you say they, who do you mean?
I'm Kenny Cox, Charles Moore, John Sinclair, who has the affiliation with John Lennon, Lenny Sinclair, a lot of the other musicians, Marcus Belgrave, all were included in this whole community organizing
So basically it was like a musicians collective.
Right.
That organized both the gallery and the record label.
Exactly. It was artists run, artists owned.
Mm-hmm. Kenny Cox was one of the founders?
Yes, exactly. Kenny Cox from the CJQ, Contemporary Jazz Quintet.
Although, ironically, he is one of the 30 artists who were recorded but not released on his own label.
Exactly.
Let's just get this out of the way. Strata Records is not Strata East Records, which fans of Gil Scott-Heron will know.
Right.
Max Roach recorded for Strata East. I mean, right. Some big names.
Big people, yeah.
For this label, for Strata in Detroit, its most praised album is Saturday Night Special by Lyman Woodard, which last time you were on the show, we were talking about this.
Right.
Back when you were at Wax Poetics, you reissued this record. Who was Lyman Woodard?
Lyman Woodard was actually also the music director for Martha Reeves and Vandellz. He played on a lot of Motown records. He was a local, you know, jazz musician that, you know, really had a lot to do with the sound of the Hammond
B3. The B3 organ,
right.
Yeah.
That was his thing. You know, he used to say to me, I was really influenced by Jimmy Smith.
And after that, great jazz organist.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And after that, you know, that's what I wanted to do. So he recorded a record with them, and it was an amazing recording.
So this is one of the guys on the scene there in Detroit. It's the Lyman Woodard Organization. Here's the title track from Saturday Night Special. That is Lyman Woodard playing the organ. It's the Lyman Woodard Organization with the title track from a 1975 album called Saturday Night Special. And we're speaking with Amir Abdullah, whose record label, 180 Proof Records, is reissuing albums by other artists recorded for the tiny Strata label in Detroit back in the late 60s and early 70s. Amir, Strata Records exists in the humongous shadow cast by Motown Records in Detroit. Was it formed as a kind of antithesis, as a reaction to Motown?
Somewhat, but really the reason why it was formed is because CJQ, which recorded two records on
Blue
Note,
Contemporary Jazz Quintet,
Kenny Cox, you know, featuring, they had a really bad experience on Blue Note. And so they left and they decided, you know, we're going to start our own collective. We know a bunch of musicians that don't have a home. Let's give them a home, including ourselves, and let's record and let's start Strata Records.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's easier said than done. I mean, especially in like 1968, 69, you don't just like, you know, go out to the barn and fill it with recording gear.
Right.
How does John Lennon come into the story?
John Sinclair, who was like the local poet and, you know, jazz, you know, guy around town, you know, John Lennon wrote this song about John Sinclair because John was happened to be walking down the street smoking marijuana.
Right.
He was arrested. Arrested, mm-hmm. And it was this whole big thing, and John Lennon had heard about it through Yoko Ono, actually. And, you know, he organized this whole concert for John Sinclair, and that's how he was able to get out, and, you know, they petitioned the government. So John Sinclair was like the direct, you know, connection. And that Hammond B3 that Lyman is playing was donated from John Lennon.
Wow.
So, and there was a van that it was that whole, the Strata Studios was actually in a van first that was also donated by Yoko Ono and John Lennon.
So they donated the tape decks
right. And
the microphones and the
right.
gear, basically.
The gear, exactly.
All right. So how did, I mean, I know, you know, you're a record collector, and with Wax Poetics, you certainly have done your fair share of crate digging and stuff. How did you discover Strata Records?
I discovered Strata through a trade 20 years ago with a friend of mine. I don't remember what I gave him, but I certainly remember what I got, which was the Lyman Woodard record. And I was just blown away. I was literally, I had never heard of Strata. I'd heard of, obviously, Strata East. Mm-hmm. I'd really had to know, and especially when you look at the back of the record, there's Kenny Cox record, which I'm going to release for the first time, but all these other records I had never heard of.
You mean on the back of the Lyman Woodard record was like, also look for our other discs.
Exactly.
That kind of thing.
And it was only two records that came out of those four that were there. And so I tried to find all of them, and I tried to find all this information before the internet.
So this must be, you know, I mean, that's really sending you down a lot of blind alleys when a record that you know exists because you're holding it in your hands is touting you on records that have never come out.
Right, right.
What about, I mean, as you discovered more about it, were you surprised that it wasn't all like, you know, this kind of jazz stuff that there were, you know, there were singers, songwriters? I mean, Sam Sanders, for example,
right,
is
right.
Related but different sound because this is vocal music.
Yeah. I mean, I was definitely surprised. I actually was pleasantly surprised because I wanted to, you know, I had heard that, you know, labels like Strata recorded different, you know, genres of music, and I was hoping that because, you know, I love jazz. Jazz is my first love in terms of genre of music, but I really wanted to open up and see what else was out there in this catalog. So I was very pleasantly surprised that there was a lot of vocal stuff. You know, they did some Latin music as well.
Were you surprised at, I mean, you know, having listened to just some of the sampler stuff, some of it sounds amateurish, and you can take that either in a pejorative way or in the literal way of people who do it simply for the love,
right.
Amateur.
Right.
But then there are other people. Sam Sanders, I mean, this guy can sing.
Yeah.
Where was he?
I mean, you know, he was in the Detroit area. He, you know, he played with a lot of big people, but, you know, it just never got to that point where he was able to take off.
Now, is this one of the six records that Strata did, in fact, release?
No, this is a record that never was released. And then as a matter of fact, the master had no names. I had to figure out, it was Sam Sanders, I had to figure out who played on the record, who actually, all the credits.
Now,
blah,
how do you
blah, blah.
Do that? I mean, how do you figure out who the singer is if there's no name on the tape and the singer is completely obscure?
Well, I started off with Barbara Cox, who owned Strata, and I had
the
to pick
her.
The
widow of Kenny Cox.
Yes, I had to pick her memory, and she said, you know, talk to this person, and then I talked to that person, and I ended up finding one of his former students, because he's taught at Oakland University in Michigan.
Okay.
And that's how it all spiraled.
The singer is Sam Sanders. This is called Inner City Player.
He drives his hog on City Street where
Sam Sanders with Inner City Player, the album recorded by Strata Records but never released by them, and the master tape found by my guest Amir Abdullah and identified and now finally being released on his own label called 180 Proof. And Amir, you mentioned all this research that you had to do, you know, to find out who was playing where on what. The Scion IQ Project Museum underwrote some of that research, right?
Yes, originally. You know, before I left Wax Poetics, they had reached out to me and a few other people around the country to, you know, be involved in this museum, and I submitted an idea about Strata. And through that, they paid me to go to Detroit. So I met Barbara and I met all these people, and that's how I was able to do all this research.
Well, there's a link on our website, soundcheck.org, to an interactive feature about Strata. Mm. And, you know, it's the idea of all these tapes kind of just lying in somebody's basement, in right. Kenny Cox's widow's basement.
Right, right.
She had really no idea what she was sitting on, right?
I mean, she sort of did. I mean, what she said to me is when Kenny's deathbed, she was like, look, I'm leaving this to you so that you can make money off it. But she was like, he didn't tell me how to make money off
of
it.
Right.
So she was like, thank God that you came by.
Isn't like he had made a ton of money off of it.
No,
either.
Not at all. So
now, so a lot of these recordings were just that. They were recordings only. They were not
right.
actual albums. They were not released. They were the six that were released.
Right, right.
Who is Malawi Nuruddin?
Malawi Nuruddin was from Chicago, and the story I've heard from Barbara is that he was in trouble in Chicago. I think he was a Panther, actually,
mm-hmm.
and he escaped, and he came to Detroit, and he recorded actually that album, but he recorded two other albums that I'm going to release as well that never came out. And he was just like a poet, jazz musician. I don't really know that much about him. I'm actually in the process of doing a lot of research on him as well. So,
Isn't it great that, you know, with the internet, it's 2012, you can Google anything, that there's still some mysteries that refuse to yield all their secrets so readily?
Exactly. It makes it more challenging and fun to me, actually.
Let's hear a little bit from the mysterious Malawi Nuruddin and Street Rap. Little slice of street life set to music
right.
by Malawi Nuruddin. So this is one of the records made by the Detroit label Strata in the late 60s, early 70s that my guest Amir Abdullah is releasing, many of them for the first time ever on his own 180 Proof record label. Listeners, especially those of you listening on WDET in Detroit, maybe you know something about Strata Records and some of these artists that Amir has been talking about. If so, leave us a comment on our website, soundcheck.org, or a voicemail, 866-939-1612. Again, that's soundcheck.org or 866-939-1612. And so what happens after this? I mean, you've founded a record label, not, I assume, specifically to release the music of one other record label. Will you be doing other things?
Yes. I'm actually trying to do a proper film documentary on Strata.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to work with someone to do that because I think, you know, with the Scion thing, that was a great start, but I need to really fully flush it out. I actually want to do a coffee table book of the album covers,
uh-huh.
of a lot of the photos. John Sinclair's ex-wife, Lenny Sinclair, she took photographs of everybody who came through Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
I want to try to help her and, you know, do something like that. But really, you know, the other label from Detroit is Tribe Records, which is Marcus Belgrave and Wendell Harrison, Harold McKinney. Their records have been reissued already, but they had a magazine, sort of like the Black Panther News.
Uh-huh.
And they had an artist sort of like Emery Douglas. Those magazines are very valuable if you can find them, and I want to make an anthology book of all of those, you know, the best.
So 180 Proof Records, kind of a misnomer, because you're into, you got your fingers in a lot of different media there.
Yeah.
A lot of different media pies.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we've mentioned Kenny Cox, who founded Strata Records and, you know, went and put out 6 records, none of them his own. Let's finally give the guy his due. We'll hear a little bit of his island song. Amir Abdullah is the founder of 180 Proof Records and is reissuing the catalog of the short-lived Detroit record label called Strata. Amir, great to have you back with us today.
I really appreciate it.